Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 35 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 41 degrees.
Give it a second. Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
N9XJ mobile monitoring. N9XJ mobile.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 49 degrees.
Okay, testing 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, test 1, 2, 3.
Okay, I'm doing test, KD80DY mobile, Emily City, 0-4x4.
Roger, thank you. Testing on HP from the office, trying to get one of the new receivers programmed up and trying to get floats broken out and everything like that, so we should be good. But I thank you for the report, and in Lake City.
73, 8080BY mobile.
Radio repair test, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, radio repair testing.
KCAP, clear.
Coming in there with you, and there's a heck of a squelch crash in Yankee. Give it us up here.
Hey, Jeff, I think he knows all that. He's playing around with the remote receivers.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Good test, Sean.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the repeater. Red light, no matter what.
Gotcha. And you'll need the USB for that. I guess we put it on the list. KCAPDK.
So like running it to me so I don't lose my paid-for parking spot?
Yep, stand by. I'll be on my way. Keep 3-3-6. All right, I've got one of the cables in my upper right drawer of my desk, and then I've got the computer with power supply is just to the left of my microwave. All right, we'll be in route momentarily. KC-3-2-K. All right, if you come in off of KS, I'll, as soon as you just stop, and I'll just run out and grab it. Yeah. Paul, you want to call me here or over on work? Paul, you going to be here or on work radio?
Yeah, roger that.
Either or. You got to just stay here or go over to work?
Go over to work, too.
All right, I'll see you there. There'll be 8 of you.
See you, PDK.
KC-BDK from W8FU.
Yes, sir, go.
I assume you're on the wrong one now.
Moments, please.
If you are, stay there. Right one or wrong one?
The correct one currently.
All right. I'll catch you on RPR2.
Roger that. KC-BDK.
W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees.
IQ testing on frequency. Anything on frequency able to give a radio test? KE4ZYQ. Yeah, I'm having a hard time copying station there. KE4ZYQ here. I'm taking out an HT hooked up to a ladder line J-Pole antenna. Roger.
Yeah, I don't have a very good radio set up right now. I'm on an HT as well, so I think I'm further from the new repeater site. But the call sign was ADHCJ.
Yeah, ADHCJ, I think it was. You got Joe over here in Clinton Township, KE4ZYQ. I got a bow thing hooked up to a ladder line J-pole with a remote mic, external mic, so I'm just trying it out in my exercise room.
Yeah, roger, roger. I'm on the Lapeer machine here. I used to live a mile from it, but it moved recently for because of the storm. So, all right, I just wanted to come back and give you the radio check there and tell you your machine seems to be working okay. I do have a little bit of a choppy copy on my repeater, though, so I don't know if it's you or me or what, but 88CJ.
Yeah, I recognize that call sign. I've talked to you before. I can't remember your name. What was it again?
Yeah, the name here is Chance, Charlie Hotel Alpha, Nancy Charlie Echo. I don't recall the call sign exactly, but it's possible we've talked.
Yeah, it's probably a while ago, but I appreciate it. Hopefully my modulated volume's not real, real low. I got everything up to the max power output and all, but you know these HTs. Well, thanks for the comeback, Chance, the talk, the Q-cell, brief Q-cell. Sure it's working. KE4ZYQ will be listening out.
Yeah, sir, no problem. Like I said, Bofeng on just a Nagoya whip here, but I'm on the Lapeer system. I don't know. I think you're coming through a different system. But, all right, 7-3, sir, ADACJ, and I'll be clear.
Yep, take care. Thanks for the comeback again. Like I said, KE4ZYQ clear.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 50 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 50 degrees.
Hey, WCB, this is Katie White.
Yeah, there you go, there you go.
I'm good with the overtime. I got my longevity check coming next week, and my pay raise kicks in next week, so I'm good.
I don't blame you there. Share the wealth along there. Let somebody else deal with the overtime. I don't blame you in that regard. It's somebody else's problem. It'll get back around to you again, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. There might be a time I might take it, but I'm good. My PTO went up, almost making like 6 hours a week in PTO, so I'm like, add up the bank there and just take a vacation down or something like that.
That's the first there of staying one time, I guess. You're definitely gaining more time off and more longevity, more of the benefits there, and reaping those early years there, working a midnight shift, some of them days if you don't want to work or something, it works out pretty good. Definitely is a nice feeling.
Katie, wind you. Yeah, for sure. How was your spotter class last night? How'd that go online?
I enjoyed it. It was a good class. Go through a lot of the basics. There's either a little quiz online, and you can answer the questions. Pretty much everybody got it right. That type of thing. But you just saw a lot of good information. A lot of refresher, and I enjoyed it very much.
Good. It's nice to do it online, once in a while. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I've got a meeting with National Weather Service here this weekend. I'm supposed to get online and do a Zoom or Google Meet with them here Saturday. So it'll be good. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing what's up, what's new, and what's going on.
NAWCB. Well, I think that, again, it's good to touch base with them, where we're at, where you're at and such, see what page they're on and such. And so I think it's a good thing. Like I say, they had a good presentation, had a lot of questions that they pretty much hung around. I think it was a 7 to 8:30 class, and they were probably done by 5 after 9 or so, but the presenters did a nice job there. So I'm glad you're getting a chance to meet with them and go over things the county event and where they're at.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. Sounds like we're aiming for some more storms here in a couple days, from what I've heard. With the active weather this summer, so we'll see how things go and kind of go from there.
Yeah, I've heard that too. It's far out, and kind of seeing the time draws a little bit near where it's at. But yeah, I've heard that too. Keeping an eye on Facebook and on their pages and that. So, we'll see what comes up from it. Good to get that class down and know that the other counties here in the area also spoke out for the class online. Another one today, if I'm not mistaken. So, it'll be good.
Yeah, good. How'd you, do you think the net went last night? Did you, were you able to hear any of it, or did you follow along, or,
actually, I did. I kind of had an ear, on the Skywarn, and, you know, listened to the net, you know, the question that was asked about, the FCC, and, there's a various responses in that, definitely want to, you know, kind of, you know, work from here, but I think, again, the FCC will be a good good exercise in that. It seemed like it was a good down. I wasn't able to check some of your announcements. I actually did on the Oakland County Digital net last night. That was at 7:30, and I think I also did there. There and had a kick-off last night, too. Like I say, I was able to listen all to the Skywarn class. So it was kind of good for the multitasking type of thing.
Hey, when you... Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, I think the net went well. I mean, we had a decent amount of check-ins. We didn't have as many as we normally have, but that's right. We're getting into, you know, better weather, and people are busy and stuff like that. But that's all right. Good net. Mike had a good question, and the set is coming up. Looking forward to it, and getting things going, preparing things for that. We got a leadership meeting here at the end of the week, so we'll start discussing some of that stuff. And yeah, it's good. Get things going. So we're geared up for a fun time, a good time. NAWCD. It sounds like you got some good planning sessions ahead. Staying in meeting with the National Weather Service and that. I thought I heard. From Oakland County, say something about even Oakland, you know, with National Weather Service. I don't know whether the group is just a part of it, or just you, or however that is. But I'm glad. I think it's good to see the groups down here active and participating, working together. And I did hear something last night about the potential Oxcom class. I hope I'm hearing right, it's not true, but I heard something about that the classes have all been canceled until further notice. Do you know anything about that? I know that they're having a hard time getting instructors for Oxcom. Kind of the big thing. There were some other things that were going on in the background that I won't discuss on the radio, but the major point for Oxcom itself is they're finding it hard to get instructors and people to teach out this way in general.
Roger that. I know what you're saying there. I just wanted to make sure that I was hearing right what they were saying last night. I thought, wow, because I know there was a push to hopefully get something down here. But I'm sorry to hear about that. But hopefully the window or the door of opportunity will open itself up again soon. Whatever it is to get it going, we'll go forward. Like I said, a lot of the leadership meeting and the National Weather Service meeting, that's a big thing.
Yeah, for sure. And we got our task force approved here for District 2, so I'll be distributing that here shortly, and here's the next meeting. We'll be getting that going. And, yeah, and I'll touch base with you on the other stuff here off air.
All right, okay, Roger that. Yeah, that'll be good there. Like you say,
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be good. I think there's a lot of good stuff to it. It'll make the stats book will make it to where it'll be easier to give a standard of you know, deployment, a standard of where we're at, and then also it'll help us if we need to cover like something out in Milton County or something in Lane or case where we can step up and kind of know, okay, this is what you need to know when you cross the border and help out, this is what they're going to be expecting. So.
And it gives some organization, like you say, I think what you just said, that gives us some organization, the blueprint there, and obviously, sometimes there's a little bit of variances, you've got to be flexible, but it seems to give the blueprint that, guys have worked hard, worked diligently on that, and that just has been put together to get the fruit of it. Yeah. Well, it gives the standard of this is where you're at, this is what you need to, where you need to go.
Good. it's been fun. It's been a lot of work. Like I said, I think it's worth it, and I think it'll prove well here in the next few months, coming months and coming years. And, a lot of good stuff coming in the pipeline, so we'll see. I was talking to John about a couple other things, and one of them was like background checks and stuff like that. He kind of pointed me in a direction that they used out in Colorado, and with it, it also gives us insurance if we ever get deployed. So I'm looking into getting that all set up here and signed up, sign our county up for it, so we will have that to use as well. That sounds like a good plan. From what I've seen on the web, Colorado has sounds like they have a good Oxcom program out there. They really have a good website that's very thorough and a lot of good information there. Definitely kind of looked it over a little bit myself, just kind of checking around where some of the other states are. That one definitely stood out to me very comfortable. Yeah. So it's going to be good. It really is. So more to come. More to come down the road. But I'm home good, so I'm going to head in and grab some dinner and relax here. But I appreciate you coming along on the way north. And, hopefully you guys have a good evening. And, I heard we're on the upward trend of the temperature. So no more snow. We get out and hopefully barbecue here soon. Yeah, there you go. Definitely with the longer days, and you said we're on the upward trend. I agree. That looks just sounds pretty good. Absolutely. But thanks a lot for the ride along. A good conversation tonight, and you're halfway home for work anyway. But you're home right now, and so we'll let you head on with everyone and tell them hello and enjoy your dinner. Enjoy. Get some rest, and we'll see this again tomorrow. Again, thanks for the ride along. 73 to 88 for the family. We'll talk to you again soon. NHWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Well, Mom, we said hi. 73 and 88 to Mom. K-E-Y-N-U.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 48 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 46 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 44 degrees.
WIRC Mobile.
Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 35 degrees.